Jermaine, through three games, how much of an impact has Coach Turner had on the success that you guys have had?
He's had a very, very big impact. You know, like, he used more physicality to the O-line, and the things we've learned with him in a span of seven months is more than we've learned in a, you know, being here. I can personally say that I've learned so much with him, and he's taught me so much being here.
What is it like to have so much success on the ground and that be a big part of why you guys have won football games?
We just like to run the ball, really. You know, like, me personally, I love to run the ball because I just love coming with my sons and getting to hit people. But, you know, it's a big part of our game to be able to run the ball, because then teams have to worry about the run, and then to worry about Trevor running the ball too, and then throwing the ball to Kirk, Josh, Speedy, Ricky, Nacho. Like, we have a bunch of depth to receiver too, so being able to run the ball on the ground really helps out our passing game too.
What challenges have you seen that Arkansas's defense may present you guys on Saturday?
They like to twist a bunch. So I know that since we've been able to run the ball a bunch, they're going to throw a bunch of twists at us. So we just have to adjust our technique from that point of view. But kind of, it's still a base defense 4-2, but they're going to twist a bunch in the game. So we're just being prepared for that.
When they're twisting like that, doesn't that open up the potential for some big plays in the running game?
If we pick it up, then yeah. But we've been working on it, and like I said before, we go up against the best defense in the country and the best D-line in the country, in my opinion. So we get twists from them all the time. So if we can pick them up, then we can pick them to twist up.
There were some questions or maybe some doubts about you guys 3 weeks ago because so many guys hadn't played a whole lot. Do you feel like that y'all erased those doubts with the way y'all played against Auburn?
Truthfully, we just never listened to them, you know, because we've known what we could do from day one, and we know how much talent we have in the room, and we know what we can do. So if we were to listen to the people who said we couldn't play or we're so young in the O-line that we're going to get dominated in the SEC, then that would happen. But we just don't listen to the outsiders, and we listen to everyone in the room, and that's Coach Turner, that's Coach Smitty, and that's ourselves, and we know what we can do. So we don't need other people to say what we cannot do, because, I mean, we're not going to let anyone hold us back.
Can you tell how good or how much better the really young guys have gotten, you know, since the first game?
They're really maturing, you know, like Colton Prater, Connor Lanfear, and McCoy are really, really maturing into great O-linemen, and they still have another 2, 3, 4 years here. So the fact that they can do what they're doing now at a young age is just goes to show the coaching that we're getting and how talented they are as individuals.
Starting offensive line, I think, has only given up one sack through three games. How much pride do you guys take in that?
Yeah, that one sack was on me, wasn't it? you know, that, like I said, it just goes to show how much we put into working during the week and practice and how much we want to win and how hard we work. Yeah, that one sack was on me. So, I mean, I just got to improve my technique. But, you know, it's something that I can improve on. But we work hard during the week, so that translates to the field, and all the hard work we put on the field
translates to that.
You know, playing tackle and guard are two different things, so when I was going against Carl Lawson, I was trying to get back there quick so I could see what type of rush he was going to give me. And I forgot that number one was an inside guy, so I should have set him like a guard. But I set him like a tackle, and then I just opened up my hips. And, you know, but I learned from that and then adjusted that. So then throughout the game, it wasn't a problem.
Do you think that might be one of the better lines that
y'all
face this year?
That D-line is very talented, like Carl Lawson, number one, number three, number nine, and number four. They had a bunch of depth, so with all that depth, I feel like it's one of the best D-lines in the SEC next to our D-line. But normally our D-line is the best D-line in the SEC, so me going up against them every week won't be a challenge. I mean, they challenge us every single day in practice, so going up against D-lines in the SEC, it won't be nothing new to us because we go up against the best D-line in the country.